This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Okay, so I'm gonna start off by asking. Apparently, the three guys are together.
Are you surfing the internet right now? What's going on?
I have an online addiction to porn. I have to keep it going at all times. But the other three guys are together, and they sent you in by yourself. What's the deal?
The three guys are together, and they sent me in by myself. Yeah. I requested that. I don't like to do interviews with other people. So, I feel like I'm too big of a star.
I gotta be honest.
Good for you, Justin.
Yeah.
I heard that. Devo.
There's certain things. Yes, I am a Devo.
And how does your Devo personality express in other ways, other than just giving interviews by yourself?
Sometimes I like to crush computers over the heads of their owners.
That sounds mildly threatening.
Mildly. No, I have no Devo attributes, except for only drinking Ethos water, which a joke does not work on tape recorder.
So the movie is very funny. When you were making the film, did you know right from the get-go this is going to be a really great film?
Well, I knew that the right ingredients were there. The script was really strong. Todd Phillips, I think, is, you know, obviously one of the best comedy directors out there. And then there was a freshness to the cast. I had worked with Bradley a few times, and I've been a fan of Zach forever, and I'm a fan of Ed's. And I knew that, you know, people know who they are. You know, they have fans, but as a mass audience, people don't know them. And it seemed like comedies, especially Hollywood comedies, you were just seeing the same people over and over. So there was something about the crew that was exciting. When we got to set and you start kind of laughing every day and seeing the characters evolve and seeing the comedy evolve and seeing the way that Todd specifies every beat, there was a point somewhere halfway through the movie shooting it where I just knew that it was going to be special.
You guys actually stayed at Caesars. You filmed at Caesars.
Yeah.
You got to give us a story or two of the debauchery behind the scenes.
Oh, man. I wish I had debaucherous stories because we were just working so hard. I mean, they were. I was kind of just drinking. but...
Ethos water.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think I maybe went out once. Zach and I think went out once, and we went to a nightclub, and... And strangely enough, Mike Tyson was there. Like, before we even started shooting, Mike was at the club by himself with a couple people that he worked with, and I got to meet him. But that's kind of the craziest thing that happened. Because in this movie, all this crazy stuff happens in the movie, so you can't really top that in real life. I mean, in my real life, I don't, you know, have tigers and babies and Mike Tyson and naked Asian gangsters jumping out of trunks and, you know, strippers with hearts of gold. You know, I don't have that in my life. That's why I do movies.
Were you guys actually filmed at Caesars? Is that a little weird? I mean, were you guys staying at Caesars?
Yeah, we were staying at Caesars the entire time. It's weird. Caesars is a great place, but it's weird because it is just so huge. Uh-huh. And you can go a month staying here and never go outside. And, like, you don't realize it. So after a couple weeks, you're like, wait a second, I haven't seen the real sun in a couple weeks, only, like, the forum shops. So it's a bizarre place, but Vegas is, you know, one of the most bizarre places on the face of the planet, so it fits.
What do you like to do here?
Gamble.
What
game? Drink. I like to play poker and blackjack, baccarat, and pie gow, three-card poker, slots. I like to bet on how long the elevator takes from the lobby to my room. I like to make fun of tourists.
Did you check out any of the shows?
I did. I went to see Donnie and Marie quite a bit. I would go Bette Midler, Cher. I do like a weekly rotation because I had a lot of time off. So I'd go Donny Marie, Bette Midler, Cher, Tom Stevens. You probably don't know who that is, but you will. And then there was the Criss Angel show constantly.
it's weird for you that it already came out that they're developing a sequel to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it has to be a little bit weird to know that the studio has that much faith in a project that they've already started talking about a sequel.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird at all, honestly. I mean, have you seen the movie?
No. It came out a little bad. But, I mean, is it weird for you to be already thinking, you know, before it's come out, we might be doing this again?
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to, I understand what you're saying. It's just to be involved with this from the whole, from the get-go, it makes complete sense to me. It's just because the movie... Todd got a text from, or someone got a text from a random person that had seen the screening, and they said, your movie is one of the 8 movies I'd want to be trapped on a desert island with. It's one of the, it really is an instant classic comedy. I mean, and it sounds cocky for me to say that, but it's just the way it is. It's just so good. So there's this excitement with everyone involved, especially the studio, who's really getting behind it. And it makes sense that they'd want to do it again. Because Vegas, although plays a character in this movie, the guys are so strong and everyone, the cast and the crew is so talented that it could really, the comedy could happen anywhere.
Where would you like to go?
Where would I like it to go?
For a sequel, then. Then we can back to Vegas and go somewhere.
I'm a lazy guy, so somewhere within a mile radius of where I live in Los Angeles. I think it could be funny anywhere, really. Anywhere in the world, it would be funny.
Well, with sequels, has there been any talk or movement at all on another National Treasure?
Yeah, I mean, they're always... I mean, they've been working on the script for quite a while, I think. And, those movies take a long time to develop just because they're so big. And they want to try to keep it fresh in some way.
Nick said one time that they were going to do, like, an International Treasure. Like, they're just going to try to take
it. Well, we kind of did that in the second one. We went, to Paris and London. But we'll see. I mean, I think that they just... there's a science to those movies that Bruckheimer would be the right person to ask about. But I definitely know that they're working on it.
Are you automatically signed for a third?
We'll see. I'm not sure. It just depends on what the script is like and if Jerry's, gun is loaded.
You did a film that I'm very curious about, New York, I Love You.
Yeah.
I know it's a bunch of people are all doing shorts in it. Could you talk about what you did?
New York, I Love You, it's a New York version of Paris, Je T'aime. And it's a group of shorts by different directors. And then in between the shorts, there's short shorts, transitions between those shorts. So I did a section, which I believe opens the movie with Bradley. And again, Bradley Cooper and I have a little short that we do together in the beginning. And then I have a little like mini love story with a young actress named Ava Amori. That is in their movie somewhere. I haven't seen it.
Brandon's daughter.
Exactly.
And that's opening October 9th or 10th. I just got an email.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I saw it in Toronto. It's
you did? Good, yeah. Oh, it's good? Oh,
it
good.
It was unfinished, but I think
okay.
I mean, they range from straight drama to romantic comedy segments to even some supernatural segments. What sort of elements are in your bit?
It's Bradley and I getting in a fight. It's fighting over a cab, and I think that's our usual energy is just kind of fighting with each other.
This one's a little more connected to than Paris Hotel.
Yeah,
all the stuff.
Exactly, and then and then I have a little mini kind of I think it's like a minute thing with this Ava Amori, like a love story thing.
Is that a more challenge? Do you feel like a little bit more pressure when you only have a minute to tell your story, or is it almost more exciting because you're filming in just probably a few days?
I never really thought about it. It was just fun to work with these guys. I mean, you kind of think of the character who it would be, and you just kind of do it. I think for the New York I Love You thing, literally Bradley and I wrote the scene an hour before we shot it, and then we did it. And then it was one of those things. It was kind of a loose thing that we did together.
So you filmed that before The Hangover, or was it after?
Paris Je T'aime, I was filming a movie in New York called The Rebound with Catherine Zeta-Jones, and then I did the New York I Love You at the same time, like on my time off, like a few days. It took like a week to do that section.
You're also, according to the always accurate IMDb, Long Time Gone, Holy Rollers.
Yeah.
So what's going on with those?
Holy Rollers I made. We finished in February. It's a little indie drama. It's a different character that I've played before. It's a bad guy. It's pretty intense. He's a drug addict, drug dealer, but still kind of funny. And it's about Hasidic Jewish drug dealers in the mid-90s, and it's with myself and Jesse Eisenberg. The other one is just, you know, something I'm kind of signed on to, and it hasn't come into fruition yet.
What's Rebound with Kevin?
Rebound is a movie it's a romantic comedy with myself and Catherine Zeta-Jones, and it's a New York romantic comedy directed by Bart Freundlich. That should come out later on in the year. Catherine Zeta-Jones. I start taking care of her kids, and then we have a love story together.
You're a nanny?
A manny.
Was there any point during the shooting of The Hangover where you were kind of bummed out that your character was off screen during any particular shenanigans or something?
Not really. I'm a pretty lazy guy, so for me it's like I got to cash checks and not work, and then still got to watch these hilarious guys do their thing. So, I mean, I loved hanging out with them and working with them, so I did miss them when I wasn't with them, but it was a different and fun experience for me. I just wanted to be involved with this movie. I mean, the people are just so talented, at this point, I like to pick movies that I know are going to be hits. So I'm very choosy. I don't like to pick movies. I'm not one of those actors like I will only do a movie that is an intense character. No, I only want to be in hits. I know how this industry works. I know how to get my foreign sales up. I only want to be in movies that are going to make a lot of money and that are really good and that people will watch. So there.
Do you think this movie,
there's an honest answer for you.
Under the humor, anything serious it's saying about men and marriage?
I think it says more about men than men and marriage. I think there's definitely you can read into this movie for days. I mean, it could be about the economy, it could be about the anxiety of men, it could talk about it could be about homosexuality. Who knows?
How could it be about the economy?
How could it be about homosexuality?
The economy first.
I just said it could be. I didn't say it is. Well, Vegas. It's about everything going to shit in this land of excess.
Nice.
I think any movie with a group of guys and not a lot of women is about homosexuality.
You didn't burn out on Vegas after a while?
After a while? After maybe a...
After a day?
Yeah. I mean, I would come to Vegas for a couple nights, throughout my life, and you're always like, wow, one night too many. So I was here for a month and a half. It's like in Vegas time, that's about 4 years.
What about the chicken?
Exactly.
The chicken is never really explained in this movie.
Exactly.
What is your theory on the chicken? How did it get into their room?
Well,
even in the...
all I'll say is George Bush. We're talking about metaphors.
When did you shoot the photo montages of...
The photo montages were shot kind of throughout the shoot, and it was like so much fun. So you'd get a call and they'd be like, okay, we're going downtown Vegas, you're going to hold a shotgun and be on a police car. I was like, well, wait, is that allowed? I mean, I know we're shooting a movie, are you allowed to shoot a shotgun in the middle of Las Vegas? Like, yeah, happens all the time. I'm like, okay, go to a strip club. I was like, I'm already here, so just bring the camera.
Actually, do you have any favorite bits in the film?
I mean, it's so hard to pick. I mean, it's nonstop for me, but I really love that actor Ken Jeong, who plays the Asian gangster. And for me, the little scene where he pops out of the trunk naked, beats up the guys, and runs away is just hilarious. And their reaction to after he runs away, I just think is the funniest. It's just like what just happened. I always love that.
Do you think people are looking for this kind of, like, maybe escapist kind of comedy?
Not to sound cliche, but people want to laugh, and I think that this is a different, even though it's a straight comedy, it's just from beginning to end hilarious, and I think that that's something, I mean, I want to see that movie. If I wasn't in this movie, I would go see this movie opening night. I mean, that's what I want to watch, and it is, you know, it is kind of the anti-Apatow movie in a sense where, you know, Apatow, as great as those movies are, there seem to be all the comedies are in that vein, and this is something different, and it's different cast, and it's a different brand of comedy. It doesn't have as much irony. It's just funny, you know, aggressively funny.
Would you finish this sentence? I know it's summer when...
when it's warmer out.
I have a question for the little girls who read Nickelodeon magazine.
Okay.
Boys may read it too. But anyway, it's her back to school issue. When you were a kid, were you nervous before the first day of the school year?
Oh, always. I still get nervous every time I leave my house. yes, absolutely. I mean, especially because I got made fun of. I was just talking about this last night with my brother. I got made fun of a lot and got picked on when I was a kid. So, yeah, I was always nervous to go to school.
Why were you picked on?
Because kids are cruel. I don't know. I don't know. I never thought about that.
You have a lot of guy friends, like the friends in the film that just don't give a crap about, you know, just always breaking their buddies' balls all the time. You know.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, I mean, my guy friends aren't that big of idiots, but yeah, I mean, I definitely have some friends that I like to have a good time and enjoy the crazier things in life.
Is it a different rehearsal process making a comedy than a drama?
There really wasn't any rehearsal process for this movie. I mean, I think it's a testament to Todd. Todd, you know, I'm pretty sure he believes that casting is most of a comedy. And he was rigorous in his casting choices with this movie. And there were specific people that he wanted and his vision was, you know, it. So once he got the cast that he wanted in place, I think he put, you know, the power into those performers' hands. And the rehearsals kind of happened organically on set. So, you know, the script would evolve through improvisation into something else every day. I think, you know, this kind of comedy, you can't always plan it. It has to happen from the moment, from the energy of what's happening between the characters.
Did you guys ever have any one takes be done, or did you ever have any that were like 50 takes?
It was always kind of usually somewhere in between. Todd doesn't do a lot of takes of me. I think, you know, he's like a mad genius, this guy. Todd Phillips. He always knows where the comedy is going to come. So if it hasn't exactly happened, even if the actors think it has, he pushes you a little further and gets something. So he knows when he's got it, but it never really takes 50 takes. You know, it's somewhere in between. But
did he give, like, is it when he gives direction, is it more like, you know, a word or two, or is it he'll take you aside and give more specific notes?
He'll use, like, if you try something, he'll usually just be like, no. Yeah, I mean, or if someone tries something that he likes and he can tweak it a little, he'll know exactly how to tweak it. I don't know how he does what he does. That's why he's one of the best. Will you shut up?
Can you guys shut up?
So Ed Helms is always such an ass. Zach, no, don't. What do you get? You guys, I'm still at...
Oh.
Can you guys get out of here? Come on, man.
Invaded by his co-stars.
Are you still recording? I'm sorry.
Is there anything we should know about Bradley
nice guy,
and Zach,
right?
before they come in the room? Is there anything we should know about the two of them?
They're gay.
Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you.